Hi, this is Shauna Gray, licensed agent with Providence Senior Care on a recorded line. Did you want to go over the 2026 Medicare plan that was new this year?
I think this is what I was connected to.
All right, I'll be more than happy to assist you. Can you please confirm your current zip code?
36617.
36617, thank you so much for that. Now, before I do begin, Medicare does require that I do let you know we do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent three organizations, which offers about 36 products. You can contact. All right. So 36 products. You can contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your state's health insurance program for all your options. Now, the phone number I see here, 251-272-6788. All right. Now, is that the best number to call you back if we're disconnected?
It's the only one, yes.
All right, no problem. Okay, now also Medicare requires that I do ask, do you make your own health care decisions? Or does a family member or maybe social worker help you?
No, I make my decisions myself.
All right, and also Medicare requires that I ask as well, are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live with you, or do you live with, live in your own residence?
I live in my own residence, but I do have a husband that's here sometimes.
Okay.
Works.
All right. Gotcha. Okay, and also, do you have your red, white, and blue? Aside from that, do you have your medications there with you if you are taking any prescribed meds, since I will be going over the medication costs?
Okay, just one second.
You don't have to get it right now, but do you take medicines?
I think four meds that I take.
Okay, and do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today? It will say Medicare health insurance.
Yeah, I was getting ready to get it, and you said you can use it right now. So
You could go ahead and get your Medicare ID card, and I guess your medicines as well.
All right. I switch purses. Just one second, okay?
Not a problem. Ready for your Medicare ID number. Okay, hold on. I got T, okay. But after that, I don't know what you were saying after that.
Okay. T, H as in happy, 9.
All dash. Right.
J as in Jackson, X, 2.
All right, I'm going to read it back to you. You let me know if I got it right. So that's 3K58. TH9JX22, is that right?
That's correct.
Thank you for that. I'm going to go ahead and pull up your information. If you can, make sure you have a pen and paper with you to write down any information I find. And I would like to also provide you my best number. And your name is Lily Johnson Ephraim?
Yes. Lily Johnson.
Thank you. And your birthday is 12/6/1940?
Yes.
Current address is 1858 St. Stephen's Court, Mobile, Alabama, 36617.
Right.
Thank you. And I see you started your Part A and B, 12-1-2005, D-1-1-2006. Okay.
Yes.
Let's see what you currently are in. And do you have a pen and paper right now?
Yes, I have one right here.
All right. I'm going to give you my direct number just in case.
Okay.
That is 561-794-0104. Did you get that?
561-794-0104.
That's correct. And my name is spelled S like Sam, H like Harry, E like Apple, N like Nancy, N like Nancy, A like Apple.
Dana. Okay.
Yep, Shana. Thank you. All right. And let me just quickly see what your current plan is. And your current plan is with Humana Gold Plus, HMO. But I also see that you signed up for a plan for next month. Is that correct?
I didn't sign up for it. They put me on something else because Humana is my favorite. But that's the one I always wanted to be on.
So you prefer to be in Humana?
Yeah, I like Humana. I've been with them for years.
Because the other plan is with HealthSpring, which is through Cigna. If you like, I could take a look and see what plans are available for Humana, because you expressed that you like Humana.
I do. I like Humana.
Okay, I'll look at that for you.
Okay.
All right. Let me go ahead and take a look here. Now, before I can, before I get started with that, your primary doctor, is that Kay Varden?
Yes.
Okay. One moment. Jason Ephraim. Johnson Ephraim, okay. Okay, so as far as doctor's visits goes, how often do you see the doctor? Is that every 6 months, every 3 months, or once a year?
It's usually every 6 months, but I haven't been this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just whenever I need to call him, I'll call him for something, but I'm not scheduled to come go to the doctor.
All right. And as far as the medicines that you are taking, are any of them for chronic illness like diabetes, heart or kidney issues, ALS or MS?
I have diabetes. I take metformin 1000.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. And as far as ER visits, have you been to the emergency room within the past 6 months to a year?
No, I haven't been this in a while.
Okay. And as far as transportation, do you still get yourself around, or do you need transportation to and from the doctor or maybe pharmacy?
I drive back and forth myself to any place I need to go.
Okay, great. That's good. She still got her car. Okay. And as far as dental, do you have any dental work that needs to get done, or do you go for a quick cleaning?
I have just got a set of dentures.
Oh, cool.
So I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right with my dentures.
Very good, sir. Okay. And as far as vision goes, do you wear glasses, or do you need actual...
I don't need glasses, but when I need them, I do a reader, some readers.
Okay, you wear readers every now and again. Gotcha. Okay. And do you feel your hearing is good? You seem to have good hearing, but do you feel you need to have your hearing checked?
I have, my hearing's good, my eyesight's very good. I did not say that, 20/20 visions.
Very good. All right, now before I can discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires, I remind you, this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll any plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in any plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment allows me to discuss Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Ms.
Yes.
Ephraim? All right.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Now, now I see you have a few different specialist doctors. Do you see Dr. Jerry Banks?
No, never heard of him.
Never heard of him? 1700 Hills?
No.
Spring Hill? Did you want me to take him off the list?
Yeah, because I don't know who he is.
Okay, no problem.
My physicians are Varden Jones, Charles Jones, and Granberry.
I see it. Alicia Evans, you don't see that doctor?
No, I just told you I only see Dr. Jones, Dr. Granberry, and Dr. Varden. Those are my three physicians.
Cranberry.
Granberry, G-R-A-N-D.
I have it here. Michael Cranberry is his name.
Right.
Philip Henderson.
No, Charles Jones.
Charles Jones, okay.
And Varden, only three, not three.
So I could get rid of, Drew Pashet, which is the general practice dentist.
I've never heard of that person. I don't know where those names are coming from.
Okay, no problem. I just want to make sure. Do you go to the mobile room?
Mobile Infirmary, yes.
And Charles Jones is your ophthalmologist. Gastroenterologist Philip Henderson, you don't see, right?
No.
Okay. And Alicia Evans, you don't see. Is that right?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Updated. Is there anyone missing on this list that I should add?
No, I only see three positions.
Okay, no problem. Just want to make sure everything's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I got you. Thank you. And, of course, let's go to the plan here. One moment. I want to just make sure.
All right.
So what I'm going to do is look at the plan that you were supposed to sign up for next month, compare it to your current plan. And if you, because you're looking for the allowance, we'll definitely make sure that's involved as well. You don't, do you have any upcoming appointments?
No.
Why would they put you in this? Just a moment, okay?
Okay.
Just looking at the other plan that you're supposed to start next month. Oh.
Yeah, I don't want to change. I don't want to change doctors. I mean, whatever it is they got me on.
I understand because.
I don't want to go to health strength.
Miss Lily, okay, so I see you have Humana right now, but I also see you signed up for another plan that starts next month. So what I'm going to do is try and get you, keep you back into the Humana plan, okay? Just a second. Just got to go. Okay, I see why they were going. So I believe the reason why they probably were going to give you the other plan is that you would get $185 back to you. It would be given back to you as far as Social Security as a Part B. The plan will be $0 monthly premium. Doctor, $0 copay. Well, if you like, I could see if Humana provides something like that as far as a give back to help you out. That way you can continue on with Humana. Okay, so we'll look at all the options, okay, for Humana.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We'll verify with them that
they'll still
be taking it. All it is just another
Humana plan. So it's still with Humana. And the doctors,
once they do that, once they can do that. All right, just bear with me as I go through the plans available here. I am patient when you're
helping me. No problem. But it's still with Humana, and it's still with Humana.
One moment.
Okay.
Just a moment. I'm just going through the plans quickly as we can. Just give me a moment here.
I am patient.
See another plan here that's a really good coverage, dental, vision, hearing, but it does not provide.
Which one is that?
It's a Humana plan, but it does not provide a food allowance.
Oh, it doesn't? They had given me a couple of them before.
Yeah, but the one plan, the other plan I'm looking at when I say, when I'm speaking of coverage, I'm talking about the other features to your health plan, like your dental, your vision, your chiropractic, ambulatory, things like that. Dental, vision, hearing.
Okay.
I'm looking at the coverage, but I'm also looking at the allowance, and there's no allowance provided for that plan.
Oh.
The other plan that's not too bad with Humana is decent as well. They only offer $50 quarterly. So that's $50 broken up into every into 3 months. It's not much. Now, okay, yeah, let me see what else. Okay, let's see here. I'm sorry for the quietness.
Hey, don't worry. I'm here.
Gotta say. All right, do find something that gives you for $75 monthly allowance. The coverage for the dental and vision is really good. It does provide transportation if you need transportation. If you need a new pair of glasses or for readers, that's not bad. And this is something you would get every month as far as the allowance each month. $75, I know it's not much, but it's still better than quarterly, and you still get your coverage for your plan. And it is with Humana, and it will start next month. It will be up. So if you would like to get into it, we can put you into that plan. Since you want to continue with Humana, it still has good coverage. How does that sound to you?
I would love to have Humana.
All right, so let me get you with Humana, but I just want to make sure any prescriptions that you are taking that is covered, your doctors are still covered because you have Humana. One second. Really? Just a moment, please.
Okay.
Do you want to go
Okay, so let's get you going with the medicines. I want to confirm that. All right, so there's 10 prescriptions showing listed here. I'm going to go over.
I don't take 10 prescriptions.
That's why I want to go over. That's why I want to go over to update it and make sure everything is correct and whatever is not supposed to be there will be removed. Now, first of all, do you go to CVS Pharmacy to get your prescriptions filled?
If I don't get them mailed. So, I prefer the mail order.
Mail order? Okay, so mail order. Got it. Now, the first prescription on the list shows to be Bisoprolol, hydrochlorothiazide.
Yeah.
Is that right? It shows 5-6.25 milligrams. Do you take it once?
Exactly right.
Do you take it once a day?
Once a day. Yeah, in the morning.
And do you get it filled once a month or every 3 months?
I get it filled, I have to get it done every month because mail order, I could do it,
I got you. All right, and as far as levocitrazine, dehydrochlorothiazide,
yes.
It shows 5 milligrams.
Yes.
Do you take this
once
a day?
That's once a day.
All right, and you get that filled every 3 months, yes or no?
I get it done every month.
Every month too?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Let me make sure I check to fix that. So you take once a day or every three? Do you take it once a day or three times a day?
Once a day.
So how many pills do they give you?
I only get 30.
Mm-hmm. And that's for the levocitrazine, right?
Right.
Okay. And the levothyroxine sodium tablet, 88 mcg, is that right?
Yes. And it's also once a day.
Okay. And metformin, 500 milligrams, twice a day?
Well, they've been giving me 1,000. Oh, that may be. Oh, that's the wrong one. Yeah, 500 milligrams. I thought it was 1,000. I take 1,000 milligrams once a day.
You see, I'll go ahead. They have it listed here twice. That's why. I'll take off the 5,000 and the 500 and leave the 1,000. Gotcha.
Yeah, and that's once a day, right.
And you get it filled once a month?
Yes.
Okay. And temazepam, are you taking that?
Yes, I have insomnia from working swing shift for 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have to take that every night at bedtime.
So you get it filled once a month?
Yes.
So it's 30 pills a month, okay. And we already went over that level of thyroxin. Do you take the tablets or capsules?
Tablets.
And doxepin?
Doxepin, I'm not on it anymore. I don't know because I just quit taking them. I didn't know what I was taking them for. So he may put me back on when I go to the doctor, and I don't know when I have to go.
Did you want me to take it off the list until he puts it back on your list?
Yeah, just take it off until he puts it back on
there. Okay.
And then I'll know what I'm taking them for.
Okay, and Glimepiride, are you taking that?
No.
No Glimepiride?
No.
Meloxicam?
No.
That's Meloxicam. Is that right?
Yeah. I don't take it.
Okay, so you only take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 medicines, right?
That's correct.
And you get mail order. Okay.
My meal order, I probably have to get a 3-month supply, but right now I'm getting it from CVS.
Oh, so CVS.
Right.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, so your medicines are covered as well as your doctor, so let's get you enrolled. All right, and you go to CVS if you're not doing mail order. All right, so let me get you going. 1 second.
I hope to get a mail order, but I haven't been getting them.
Okay. All right, so let's see here. Now, are you comfortable saving your prescription information with Humana?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, we're going to start the enrollment. Please answer each question with clearly yes or yes or no. Do I have your permission to record this enrollment? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Now, it is important that you understand the benefits included in your plan. Would you like to review them before we continue?
Continue.
All right, just a second. All right, now, hold on. This is $0 monthly premium, okay. All right, so here we go. Sorry about that interruption. All right, now, it's important that you understand the benefits included in your plan. Would you like to review them before we continue? Even if you don't want me to go over it again, I still am required to. All right, so the monthly premium is zero plus any Part B reimbursement, medical deductible, you have your drug deductible, inpatient, outpatient coverage to your plan. You also get, hold on 1 second. Also, you have your doctors in networks, $0 copay, your doctors are in networks. Specialist copay is very low compared to the other plan. Inpatient coverage, you have your outpatient coverage for mental health. And then, of course, preventative services fully covered. And then you have emergency. If you are admitted into the emergency room within 24 hours, your copayment is waived. You have urgent care, then inpatient, outpatient coverage. Urgent care and a maximum out of pocket. And then you have your prescriptions here is tiers 1 to 5. Catastrophic coverage is 0%. And, of course, initial coverage for preferred tier 1 is 25%. Up to 25% tier 2 is the generic. Initial coverage up to 25% tier 3 preferred. Initial coverage level up to 25%. Tier 4 non-preferred drug not initial coverage level up to 25%. Tier 5 specialty tier initial coverage up to 25%. And then you have, of course, all your information will be in your summary of benefits that will be mailed out to you so that you can read over them. All right, benefits. All right, I'm going to continue the enrollment. So not everything that I read applies to you, just so you're aware. Benefits, premiums, and or co-payments, co-insurance may change on January 1st, 2027. You may enroll in only one Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part D plan at a time. You understand that enrolling in this plan will end any enrollment in another Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part D plan. Providence Senior Care is not a government agency. The summary of benefits and star rating for this plan can be found on the UMANA website. We do not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, we represent three organizations which offer 36 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or a state health insurance program to get information on all of your options. Providence Senior Care represents Medicare Advantage PPO organizations that have Medicare contract. Enrollment depends on contract renewal. By completing this enrollment process, we will submit an actual enrollment request. After submitting the enrollment, you will receive a notice of acceptance or denial. If your enrollment is approved by CMS, you will be enrolled in this plan. You acknowledge that once enrolled, you must keep both Hospital Part A and Medical Part B to stay in your UMANA value, PPO. Do you understand the benefits included in this plan?
Yes.
Thank you. Your name is Lily R. Johnson Ephraim. Your birthday is 12/6. And your birthday is 12/6/1940. Female, gender. Phone number 251-272-6788. Is that your home or cell number?
That's my cell. That's everything.
Thank you. And the health plan may call or text you using this number. Do you prefer to be contacted by phone or do you prefer a text message?
I prefer text messages because I may not hear my phone.
Gotcha. And would you like to receive plan materials by mail or email?
I'm getting them on the line
right now.
Mail.
All right. And your address is 1858 St. Stephen's Court. That's Mobile, Alabama, 36617, Mobile County.
Yes.
And is your mailing address different than your permanent residential address? Yes or no?
No. All the same.
All right. And did you prefer English language?
Of course.
And did you want large print or regular print?
Regular.
Okay. And your Medicare ID card number is 3K58TH9JX22. Part A and B effective date is 12/1/2005. Are you enrolled in your state Medicaid assistance program? Yes or no?
No.
All right. You may enroll in a Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plan during the annual enrollment period, October 15th through December 7th each year, or leave or outside of this period with a valid exception. We will now select the statement that best describes your situation. By making a selection, you are certifying that the statement truly applies to you. It is later determined that the selected statement does not apply to you, and you may be disenrolled. OEP, open enrollment period, annual one-time change, January 1st to March 31st. Proposed effective date, 2/1/2026. Now, will you have any other prescription drug coverage like TRICARE or VA, veterans coverage in addition to UMANA? Yes or no?
No. No.
Are you currently a resident in a nursing home or long-term care facility?
I'm in my home. Thank you.
And will you have any medical insurance other than Medicare or Medicaid when this plan becomes effective? Yes or no?
No. No.
Would you like to provide a veteran status? Are you a veteran? Is your spouse a veteran? Do you have a child that's
no.
a veteran?
No.
You are not a veteran?
No.
Do you work, yes or no?
No.
Does your spouse work, yes or no?
I don't know what he does. Well, he's a carpenter. That's what he does. He builds cabinets and things.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So he works now or no?
Yeah, I guess it's where he is now. I'm sure. But you know, you don't ever know what your husband
is. Yeah, you're like, what you doing out there? Something. I'm like, okay. All right.
I know that's where he left going, so hey, that's good enough for me.
Right.
I trust him.
I hear you. Yes, indeed. All right, now I'm going to confirm your choice to enroll and go over information about your plan. Have we discussed the benefits of Humana Value Plus, PPO plan to your satisfaction, and do you intend to enroll any plan for a plan premium no more than $0 with a proposed effective date of 2/1/2026?
Were you asking me something?
Yeah, have we discussed the benefits of the Humana plan that I'm providing to you? And are you satisfied with it, yes or no?
Yes, I am.
Do you understand that this is a Medicare Advantage plan that has a contract with the federal government and it's not a Medicare supplemental plan? Yes or no?
Yes.
You'll soon receive a Getting Started guide that includes your evidence of coverage document. Make sure to read your evidence of coverage and confirm the services you expect are listed. If a service isn't listed, it won't be paid for by Medicare or the plan without authorization. The evidence of coverage provides a complete list of coverage and services and can be obtained by contacting Humana. Do you wish to specify your primary doctor? Or
yes.
At least, okay, and your doctor is Kay Varden, your primary doctor?
Yes.
Okay. Is he at the 1700 Spring Hill address in Mobile or is 9575 in Daphne, Alabama?
In Mobile.
Okay. And you are currently a patient of that doctor, yes or no?
I am currently.
All right. By selecting a primary care provider, you acknowledge that your information will be shared with your primary care provider to facilitate and support your care. All right. The monthly premium for this plan is zero plus any Part B premium you may have. If you didn't sign up for critical prescription drug coverage when you first became eligible, you may have to pay a late enrollment penalty. If a penalty applies to you, we will send you a letter describing the steps you will need to take. People with limited incomes may qualify for extra help to pay for their prescription drug premiums and costs if you are eligible. Medicare could pay for your drug costs, including monthly prescription drug premiums and your deductibles and coinsurance. Those who qualify will not be subject to a late enrollment penalty. Many people are eligible for these savings and don't even know it. If you qualify, Medicare will pay all or part of your plan premium. If Medicare pays only a portion of this premium, we will bill you for the amount that Medicare doesn't cover. For more information, call the Social Security Administration, 1-800-772-1213, or your local office. TTY users, please call 1-800-325-0778. You can also apply for extra help online at www.ssa.gov/medicare/partdextrahelp. All right. So your Social Security
administration.
I'm sorry?
I said I have extra help.
I know. It's just something we have to read. Not everything pertains to everyone. Yeah. All right. Now the Social Security must approve this deduction. You will receive a monthly bill until approval is received. The Social Security deduction may take 2 or more months to bring in after Social Security approves this deduction in most cases. If Social Security accepts your request for automatic deduction, the first deduction from your Social Security check will include all premiums due from your monthly enrollment effective date up to the point withholding begins. If Social Security does not approve your request for automatic deduction, your plan will send you a paper bill for your monthly premiums. All right, now your name will show it, Lily R. Johnson Ephraim. Plan name will show Humana Value Plus, PPO. Monthly premium is zero plus a proposed effective date is 2/1/2026. Did you receive help completing this enrollment? Yes or no?
No.
All right. You understand that your signature on this application means you understand the contents of this application. Do you have any final questions, or would you like me to assist you with your signature to complete the process? And because we're doing this over the phone, it's considered voice signature. Are you okay with that?
I understand, yes.
All right. I'm going to read three sections. So I will now read the necessary disclosure. Telephonic signature, section one, consent to electronic transaction. You, the applicant, and you may acknowledge and agree to the following provisions. You are and will be using an electronic transaction that will be verified by an electronic signature. This agreement to use an electronic transaction only applies to this enrollment. You may request to cancel this agreement to an electronic transaction. If canceled, paper enrollment forms will be sent to you at no cost once I give my Humana representative an address, phone number, and contact name. You may ask for a paper copy of this recorded transaction. A digital copy of this agreement is electronically stored and maintained by Humana. To complete your enrollment, we will ask for your agreement with several statements. Do you understand and agree with all of the statements you've heard so far? Yes.
Yes, I agree.
We haven't got to the end yet. So I'm going to read the second section. All right. If you have employer or union health care coverage, you could lose it if you join Humana. Read the communications your employer or union sends you. If you have questions, visit their website or contact the office listed in their communications. If there is no contact information, your benefits administrator or the office that answers questions about your coverage may be able to help. If you already have a Medicare Advantage or Part D plan, it will end once you enroll with Humana. If it is your responsibility to tell Humana about any other prescription coverage you have or get in the future, by joining the Medicare Advantage plan, you acknowledge that Humana will share your information with Medicare and other plans as necessary for treatment, payment, and healthcare operations. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services collects information from Medicare plans to track beneficiary enrollment in Medicare Advantage plans, improve care, and for the payment of Medicare benefits. The Social Security Act authorizes the collection of this information. CMS may use this close and exchange enrollment data from Medicare beneficiaries as allowed by law. Enrollment in this plan is usually for an entire year. Once you enroll, you can leave or change this plan only during an enrollment period, such as October 15th through December 7th, or under special circumstances. You may need to send a request to Humana to leave or change this plan. Humana provides plans for a specific service area. If you move to a new area, you must notify us of finding plan in your new area. Once you're a member, you have the right to appeal plan decisions if you disagree with any payments or services. Upon request, Humana will mail you the plan's evidence of coverage, which includes rules you must follow to receive coverage on this plan. Medicare doesn't generally cover beneficiaries out of the country except for limited coverage near the U.S. border. If you receive help from sales agent, broker, or other persons employed by or contracted with Humana, he or she may be paid based on your enrollment in Humana. Information you have provided must be correct to the best of your knowledge. You will be disenrolled if you intentionally provide false information. Out-of-network non-contracted providers are not obligated to treat plan members except in emergency situations. Please call the plan's customer service number or see your evidence of coverage for more information, including the cost sharing that applies to out-of-network services. You can file a complaint if you have concerns about the quality of care or the services you get from a Medicare provider or about your Medicare plan. For help filing any complaint, visit Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or contact your local state health insurance assistance program SHIP for free personalized help. Do you understand and agree with all of the statements you've heard so far?
I understand.
All right.
And agree.
So you were saying yes?
Yes, I understand and agree.
Okay, so thank you. I will now read the final section. You understand that it may cost more for coverage services you receive outside the network except for emergencies and urgent care situations. and network provider availability is limited in certain geographic areas or specialties. If your area doesn't offer a specialist you need, you may be allowed to see a non-network provider at the in-network rate. Be sure to contact non-network doctors before you see them to make sure they accept Medicare and accept payment from Humana. If medically necessary, Humana provides reimbursement or all covered benefits even if received out of network. You may have to pay extra for the prescription drug coverage if your income is above a certain limit. This is called a Part D income-related monthly adjustment amount, or Part D IRMA. If you are assessed a Part D IRMA, the Social Security Administration will notify you. You will be responsible for paying this extra amount in addition to your plan premium. Either the amount will be withheld from your Social Security benefit, or you'll be billed directly by Medicare or the Real World Retirement Board. Do not send Humana your Part D IRMA payment. Humana will notify you when they receive your enrollment, inform you of your application status, and let you know if any additional information is needed. Agreeing to sign your application by telephone means you understand and agree to all of the statements that you've heard in this recording. You also agree that you understand how the plan we discussed works and the charges you'll be responsible for. If you agree to complete your enrollment, please state your name, your date of birth, and that you agree.
Lily Regina Johnson, EGM. I agree.
Thank you. I will now submit your enrollment.
Okay.
All right. And of course, your enrollment application for the Humana Value Plus CPO plan is complete and has been submitted. Once your application is approved, in 7 to 14 days, you will receive your Getting Started Guide welcoming you to the plan and your new member ID card in the mail. Your confirmation number for this plan, if you have your pen and paper still, I would like to provide that to you.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right.
So that is G like in dog, the number 0, R like in Robert.
All right.
And then you have D0 already?
Yeah, D0R.
Gotcha. Then J like Jack, the number 9. J like Jack again. Letter M like Mary. The number 5. The number 2. Mm-hmm. T like in Thomas.
Okay. That's D-O-R-J, 9-J, M-5-2-T.
5-2-T like Tom.
Yeah. That's what I said. 5-2-T.
Okay. All right, so now the customer service number you should have on your card already for Humana, but I'm going to give you this number for Humana's customer service. That number is 457, sorry. So it's 457.
Okay.
4708.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and they're open 8 a.m. through 8 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. TTY users dial 711. In the next few days, a virtual assistant at Province will call to welcome you, explain the next steps, and answer questions. Anything you need to ask, come straight to me so that I can help you faster. Welcome to the Province Senior Care family, and congratulations on your new Humana plan. And welcome back to Humana. Now, I will be your Medicare agent for the life of this policy. I already gave you my direct name and number. The company I do work for is Providence Senior Care. I want you to take down their customer service number. Let me know when you're ready.
All right.
All right, that number is 888.
Mm-hmm.
221.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
5543.
Okay.
All right, and of course, if you are still getting calls, let the agent know that you already have an agent that put you on the best plan that fits your needs. Tell them you're on a do not call list, and then hang up. Making any other changes will leave you unenrolled, and we don't want you to be unenrolled. Okay. All right.
All right.
Now, the last. The last step is that we do need to get our customer service, our member services on the line to confirm that we went over the plan, we went over your doctors and prescriptions, and that it was your intent to enroll, that you wanted to enroll. And after that, after they confirm all of those things, then you'll be locked in. And also, they're more than likely going to ask you if you would like to do a health risk assessment. HRA is a health risk assessment. You don't have to do it. It's voluntary. It's pretty much like a survey, okay? So let me bring them on the line. I'm going to introduce you. It should take only 2 to 5 minutes, okay? So let me bring them on in. All right, here we go.
Thank you for calling Sunfire. To begin authentication, please enter the best 10-digit callback number for you.
Got it. I got it. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Our mission is clear. Sunfire is dedicated to transforming the way seniors purchase health insurance by fostering transparency, building trust, and driving innovation. Thank you for calling Sunfire. Calls may be recorded for quality and training purposes. Your advocate will be with you shortly to assist you.
Thank you for calling Sunfire CSC. My name is Amanda Brown. May I ask who I'm speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Shauna with Providence Senior Care, and I have Ms. Lily R. Johnson Ephraim on the line, and I have an enrollment code.
All right. Will you please provide the beneficiary enrollment code?
That is D like in dog, 0, R like in Roger, J like in Jack, 9, J like in Jack, M like in Mary, 5, and then 2, then T, and then Tom.
Okay. Could you repeat that over and slowly for me? Hold on. Wait. Just 1 second. I'm sorry. Go right ahead and repeat the number. Repeat it over.
D as in dog.
Mm-hmm.
0.
Mm-hmm.
R and Roger.
Mm-hmm.
J as in Jack.
Okay.
9.
Mm-hmm.
J as in Jack again.
All right.
M as in Mary.
Okay.
Number 5.
Okay.
Number 2. T as in Tom.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. And, yes, it's Ms. Lily. And thank you for your help. I have located the customer. Is Ms. Lily on the line?
She is.
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you. And Ms. Lily, can you please verify your first and last name and your date of birth for verification?
Lily, L-I-L-L-I-E, Lily. Last name, Johnson hyphen Ephraim. J-O-H-N-S-O-N hyphen E, T as in Paul, H as in Happy, R-I-A-M.
All right, and your date of birth?
12/6/1940.
Okay, 12/6/1940. Okay, all right, thank you. And if we get disconnected, I want to be able to call you right back. What's the best phone number to reach you?
251-272. Let me think.
You're fine.
What's my name?
6788.
Yeah,
27.
6788.
That's right.
My sister's
changed my number.
It's okay. Thank you so very much. I'm gonna pull up your enrollment now.
Okay.
Okay, and no problem. As soon as I get your enrollment pulled up, I will begin. One moment. Okay.
All right.
Okay, hold on just a second. Okay, hold on just a second. All right. And all right, and thank you for your help, Ms. Shanna Gray. I've located the enrollment. I can help Ms. Lily R. Johnson Efren from here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. No problem.
Thank you. And hello, Ms. Lily R. It's nice to meet you. My name is Mandy, and I will be your advocate today. Let's go ahead and get started. My job is to simplify things and ensure you feel confident as you get started with your new covers. I see you have Kay Barden as your primary care physician. Is this correct?
Barden, yes.
Barden,
Kay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All
right.
And,
Barden.
All right. Thank you so very much. And I see you have Michael Granberry and Mobile Infirmary Association and Mobile Infirmary Association and also Charles Jones as your specialist doctor. Is this correct? Is that correct?
Yeah, well, Dr. Jones at the Providence Hospital, and then the other two doctors at Mobile Infirmary, which is also, Mobile Infirmary.
All right. And aren't there any other... Okay, thank you. Are there any yes, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate you for giving me that information, and you've answered the question. And it says, are there any other doctors we have not reviewed that you would like to go over?
There aren't any.
Okay. All right. And I see you have five medications listed with your enrollment. Is this correct?
That's correct.
All right. And are there any other medications other than over-the-counter we have not yet reviewed?
But I don't have any over-the-counters yet so far, but now the ones that I had given you are the only ones that I take.
The ones that you have given me is the only ones that you take. Okay, great. All right. Thank you so very much for letting me know that. And... All right, and can you also confirm you fill your prescription at the following pharmacy, which is CVS?
CVS, because I prefer mail order, and I have not been able to get them through the mail. Yes, CVS is my secondary.
All right. You have some additional plan features, including dental. Did you review these during enrollment, yes or no? Yes, ma'am. Thank you for letting me know that. And it says, did you review these during enrollment? Like, did your agent tell you that you have dental vision issues? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And it says, all right, we're almost done reviewing your enrollment. Now I need to confirm your intention to enroll in this plan. Just to verify, you have chosen Humana Value Plus PPO with a monthly premium of $0 and a proposed effective date of February 1st, 2026.
Yes.
Is it your intention to enroll in this plan?
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you so very much for that, ma'am. And one moment while I go to the next screen. As soon as this gets submitted, we will go to the next screen. I do want to let you know that you are the last person. I am the last person that you have to speak with today. I do understand that you've been on the phone for a while, and I will move as quickly as possible, okay? And it says, before we get started, let's confirm your contact information. Humana Inc. will need to communicate important information about your plan with you. Let's make sure we have your best contact information in the system and we know how you would like to be contacted. I have 251-272-6788 as the phone number you provided. Is that a cell phone number, yes or no?
That's a cell phone. That's my house phone. That's everything. That's one phone for everything.
Oh.
For a cell phone.
Exactly. I do understand. Okay, next it says, okay, wait just one moment. I apologize. Let me fix my screen. Do you have an email address you would like Humana Inc. To send emails to?
Okay, I don't like emails, but I do have an email address. It's ljohnson-ephraim@att.net.
Okay, one moment. So I have L. Johnson. Okay, L. Johnson, just one second.
Hyphen.
And you said hyphen Ephraim.
Yes.
Okay, L. Johnson hyphen Ephraim. And what else?
@att.
@att.
.net.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving me that information. And as a part of your plan, Humana Inc. will send you updates, reminders, and other notifications. You can choose the ways that you want to be contacted, and you can update your consent and purposes at any time by contacting Humana Inc. And which other following ways would you like to be contacted? By email, text message, mail, or phone call?
Text message.
Text. All right. And with your text option, just so you know, standard message and data rates may apply, okay? One moment. Okay. With your agreement, Humana Inc. can collect health information. With your agreement, Humana Inc. can collect information from your previous health insurers It says, with your agreement, Humana Inc. can collect information from your previous health insurers directly from those insurers. This can help you in two ways. It can reduce outreach you don't need, and it can help Humana Inc. clinical experts identify programs you might like. By agreeing, you would instruct your previous health insurers to release all your health care information to Humana Inc. while you're Humana Inc. member. This would be effective from the first day of your coverage with Humana Inc. until your coverage ends. Do you authorize Humana Inc. to collect health information from your previous health insurers within the last 5 years? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. If you change your mind at any time, you can update or withdraw your consent by contacting Humana Inc. By contacting the Humana Inc. Privacy Office at privacyoffice@humana.com. Okay, I want to go ahead and get that submitted for you. And then next it says we have a short health survey that will only take a few minutes to complete. Your answers will help ensure you're aware of all the benefits of your plan. Your participation is voluntary, and your answers won't affect your coverage, benefits, or premium. And you can pause the survey at any time. Let's take a few minutes now to fill it out, okay? Have you had a colonoscopy?